Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schefter and I will give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about certain cooking uses, new uses for old things that you have. What do I mean by that?
I have no idea.
Well, let's say you want to chop up a strawberry and you don't want to use your typical
knife.
Yeah, a typical knife. You don't use the
what
knife.
What else do you use to chop a strawberry?
I don't know. You're using the grater. You know, you can use a grater. What else can you use? A saw? You can use a saw to cut a...
Chainsaw.
Right. One of the things you can use is you can use a dicer. And the dicer, it works well with not only the strawberry, it works well with, instead of using the egg for it as well, you can put in mozzarella cheese, or you can put in a mushroom. I know you won't be putting in mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms.
Oh, an egg?
Yeah, an egg slicer.
Oh, instead of a knife. So then that way you can cut it in even little slots.
It takes one shot. Yeah, so you don't have to keep chopping it up, you know, using a knife. You just put it in a slicer and it's done. It's taken care of. Now, this is the one that I thought that was brilliant. I'm not one for tomato ketchup, but I know a lot, my kids love it. But I know that they suffer because they always ask me to use the ketchup and give it to them. But you can never evenly disperse the ketchup unless you have the squeeze thing and you get it in
right.
the bottle. And it's like when you knock the bottle,
right,
you get a big glob. Well, here's the solution. What you do is you take a straw and you put it into the bottle until it reaches the bottom of the glass bottle. Then you shake up the bottle and then you start pouring it out because now the airflow, you break up the vacuum that you create and now it comes out evenly. It doesn't pour out like it was pouring out before.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, and that's here's the thing. If you say, oh, well, I'll just get the squeeze bottle, those things cost a fortune. You don't want to do that. You don't want to use that.
Save some money.
You're not paying for the packaging engineering.
You just go to McDonald's and get a handful of straws.
Right, they're free. They're free at McDonald's.
Exactly. And where I get my sugar, all straws, toilet paper,
and
I get them all at McDonald's.
Spoons and knives as well. All your plastic silverware can come from there as well.
Exactly.
Also, like, let's say you want to use, instead of using breadcrumbs, a great substitute for breadcrumbs is cornflakes. Chop them up. They taste good. And they're loaded with the vitamins. You get all your vitamins from your cornflakes.
Like Captain Crunch, can I use?
No, I wouldn't use that. Let's say you're trying to level out your flour, okay? You know, you're trying to see how much you can use.
Right.
So instead of using like a typical knife and then you have to wash that, a great way to do that is using just a chopstick. And those are free too at your
Chinese
sushi restaurants.
There you go.
You can use that. A great way for using, for knowing what one cup is. He's using just a rinse out one of your old yogurt cups. You know, when you get one of those one plain yogurt things.
So you get rid of all of your measuring cups.
You don't need them, right.
No.
You just have that. That's a real good one. And here is the best one of all. Let's say you have that aluminum foil and, you know, you need to strain something and you need a funnel. Turn the aluminum foil into a funnel. And you can transfer salad dressings from from one plastic bottle to another.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's great. And those are great little uses. Old things that you have, turn them into new uses.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.